I'm prepared as a matter of faith to accept that life begins at the moment of conception. But that is my judgment. For me to impose that judgment on everyone else is inappropriate in a pluralistic society.
I can do my part doing things like working really, really hard to get a natural gas pipeline and pray about that also. I think God's will has to be done in unifying people and companies to get that gas line built. So pray for that.
The God that Dawkins and Hitchens and Sam Harris reject is not the God of the seeker-sensitive, user-friendly theological model. That God doesn't worry them at all. The God they worry about is the God of the Bible.
Some people consider it an oxymoron, a contradiction in terms. A pro-life woman, especially a pro-life woman politician, a lawmaker, a governor, perhaps even a vice president, not only a contradiction in terms, maybe an affront to nature. Aren't women supposed to be in support of their so-called reproductive rights? And if that's the case, shouldn't all women be pro-choice? Some think. We're going to be talking about pro-life women here for the first few minutes of Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live this Monday, the 15th of September. Marjorie Dannenfelser joins us from the Susan B. Anthony List a little bit later in the program. Doug Grotheis joins us from Denver Seminary. Christopher Hitchens, famous new atheist, has the book God Is Not Great. We'll get a review of that book with Dr. Grotheis a little bit later in the program. Then, to round off this first hour of the program, Bart Day will join us. He's an associate pastor and headmaster at Memorial Lutheran Church and School in Houston. Of course, Houston hard hit by the latest of the hurricanes. We'll talk about Hurricane Ike relief efforts with Pastor Bart Day. The second hour of the program, very interesting conversation with Pam Fichter. You may have seen the story in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Missouri Right to Life is under fire because of some of the ratings that it's allegedly given to pro-life lawmakers. The issue has to do with the funding of embryonic stem cell research, human cloning, things like that. We'll let her straighten out the rather crooked record that you may have found in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch beginning in the second hour of the program. Pam Fichter, president of Missouri Right to Life. And then Pastor Peter Bender begins a regular series with us on the God we find in the Apostles' Creed. We're going to break this into two. God the Son. It's the longest part of that creed, so we'll talk about part of it now and part of it later. Pastor Peter Bender of the Concordia Catechetical Academy, our ongoing series on the Apostles' Creed, a little later on Issues Etc. Now, you can join us. We are coming to you live this Monday, September the 15th. Our toll-free number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE, or you can email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Marjorie Dannenfelser is president of the Susan B. Anthony List based in Arlington, Virginia. Marjorie, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you, Todd. It's good to be here.
Isn't the term pro-life woman a contradiction in terms?
Oh, we know better than that. The real, authentic pro-woman position is the pro-life position. In fact, we are named after Susan B. Anthony, the woman who got us into politics, because she was adamantly pro-life. She understood that when people treat women as property, it's just as degrading to women to treat children as property to be disposed of when they see fit. That's exactly what her friend Elizabeth Cady Stanton said. Said, no, if you love life, you love women.
Let's talk a little bit about Governor Sarah Palin, who's John McCain's vice presidential pick. Why such a reaction, both positive and negative, to this pick?
Well, there you go. I mean, your first question is the perfect lead-in. I mean, she is the pro-life woman. She's the poster child for the Susan B. Anthony List. And she is threatening the very center of the modern women's rights movement, so-called, because they have placed abortion at the very center of their platform for what they believe, what they believe liberates women. It's incredibly threatening, and they are extremely angry. If you pay any attention to what's going on the internet at all, it's all over the place. I mean, it's sort of breathtaking, the anger that they have towards her. But what's to love is that she embraces the full pro-life, pro-woman position. I mean, she is a microcosm in her family. Her family is a microcosm for every pro-life conversation that we've had in this country since 1973. I mean, they have approached with unconditional love and acceptance every difficult situation they have, not only in her generosity in having her own children, but her generosity in bringing Trig into the world, and her generosity to her own daughter and unconditional love with her and her unborn child. It's sort of, you know, there's just so much love and inclusiveness and hope and optimism in her. It just is driving the feminists crazy.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the view of the American woman. American women are at least if we were to listen to what the mainstream media presents, American women are largely pro-choice and really worried about losing their abortion rights. Does this in fact prove to be true, Marjorie?
No, I'll tell you what the polls do show. They show a very strong pro-life trend in the last decade among women and young people especially. Now, the label was well marketed by NARAL and others, pro-choice. That was a well tested and they came up with a great label. And frankly, if you ask women now, are you pro-life, are you pro-choice, you get about a 50-50, maybe slightly more people who want to label themselves pro-choice because it sounds so accepting and tolerant. However, if you drill down and you ask women what they really think, they're extremely uncomfortable, not only uncomfortable, but feel that most abortions are immoral. I mean, that's actually a Pew Foundation poll just a few years ago. So they reject at margins like 70% minors' abortions without parental consent. They reject partial birth abortion by over 70%. They reject taxpayer funding of abortion. And more we're seeing with sonograms is really just awakening a sense of what actually is happening in abortion. So second and third trimesters abortions are also, you know, places where women, the majority of women, are willing to legislate. So it's easy to slap labels on, but when you talk about what you're really talking about, women are far more pro-life than they are pro-choice.
So this really is the devil is in the details. That is,
exactly.
It's one thing to say, wow, I want to sound broad-minded and I want to sound open-minded. I'll call myself pro-choice. Oh, is this why we have seen the success, although there are small successes, in regulating abortion, in restricting, putting certain restrictions on abortion state by state?
Absolutely, because they're all woman-centered. They center upon protecting women and children. They give more information to women. They protect them in clinics when they have, when clinics are required to have the same regulations that a hospital would have. They're all very woman-centered. It's a tough argument for a pro-abortion feminist to strike down these informed consent and regulation of abortion clinic laws and not look like a phony, you know. Yeah, I mean there is this trend is real, and the problem is, however, that Roe v.ersus Wade has put a cap on the public's ability to enact its will on the law. The public is way ahead of the law on abortion legislation, and most of the country thinks. I know you don't think this, but most of the country still thinks that when Roe v.ersus Wade starts to unwind, that automatically means that abortion rights go away. We know all it means is that states finally get to enact public voices into the law. The majority in each state can say what they think about it and go state by state.
Is that what the pro-choice community and the big pro-abortion organizations really fear, is kind of the referendum again on
absolutely.
The ideas of Roe?
Oh, absolutely. They're afraid of the light of day. Because they, as I say, this is at the heart of the modern feminist movement, and as that chips away, so does much of the platform of they've pinned everything on it. So that's why they're so desperate right now. They feel it unraveling. They mistakenly think that it's an attack on their freedom and their liberation. That's why they're frantic right now. That's why Sarah Palin is such a threat.
With only about a minute here, Marjorie, why were the original champions of women's rights in society and politics, why were they pro-life?
Well, you know, Susan B. Anthony herself was for human rights across the board. She fought against slavery, She fought for women's rights, and very consistently she also stood up for the rights of unborn children. It was just consistent. She said abortion would burden her conscience in life. It'll burden her soul in the grave. I mean, there was no mistaking how she felt about the little ones that weren't born yet. And everyone knows you cannot build authentic human rights on the broken rights of other human beings. They knew that.
Marjorie Dannenfelser is president of the Susan B. Anthony List based in Arlington, Virginia. We have a link to the Susan B. Anthony List posted under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Go there tonight, issuesetc.org. Click on demand and you'll find a link to the Susan B. Anthony List. Marjorie, thanks for being our guest.
Todd, thank you.
Well, when we come back from this break, Christopher Hitchens has this book. And really, the guy is smart. He is intelligent. He is eloquent. The book he wrote, called God Is Not Great, is kind of a direct assault on the famous Islamic phrase, God is great. Well, of course, everyone who believes God is great. Christopher Hitchens doesn't believe in God, and he doesn't believe even the concept, the idea of God is great. In fact, he thinks it's not great at all. It's been bad for us all. We'll see what his book says, and then we'll get a review of that book with Dr. Doug Grotheis. Reviewing Christopher Hitchens' book, God Is Not Great, Doug Grotheis of Denver Seminary on the other side of this break. You can join us, and this break is a good time to call as we come to you live this Monday, September the 15th, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Or email us, talkback@issuesetc.org.
Christian apologist Gretchen Passantino on the importance of Issues Etc.
This is the best that Christian radio gets. And I know that anyone who listens to this show will get sound biblical doctrine and, most importantly, a complete focus on the cross and on Christ. I've done so many radio shows over 35 years, literally thousands of them, and I know of no other program that puts the cross and the gospel right at the focus of everything.
Christ-centered, cross-focused, Issues Etc.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Earl Earhart, Jason Gross, Scott Barcy, Pastor David Buck, Mark Miller, Stan and Michelle McKinster, April Lang, Jonathan Lang, Kevin Jackson, William Schmidt, and Daniel Ross. Thanks for your support.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
What does Planned Parenthood have to hide?
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
In recent years, the number of abortions performed by Planned Parenthood in the United States has risen almost 30%. But could this powerful, well-funded organization be running scared? Apparently so. The last few months witnessed two separate occasions where Planned Parenthood willingly deceived citizens about abortion clinics being built in their area to avoid likely protests by the community. If, as the organization claims, a substantial majority of Americans favor abortion on demand, why all the secrecy? It seems that in reality, Planned Parenthood does not even buy its own rhetoric.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.